It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lil Xan was an indie a few days ago.
Oh, was he?
Yes, and he was lashing out, screaming and yelling at people. He kept saying that he was rich and they were broke. This in particular instance happened in Circle Center Mall food court. And I'm not exactly sure what set him off, but he started yelling at this person saying, but you're just a broke bee and I'm rich. And like, that's all he kept saying. They threatened to call the cops on him, but it didn't end up happening. I guess it was right after he ordered Taco Bell in the Circle Center Mall food court. And he also posted a video of him and some guy named DJ Top Gun, nobody's ever heard of, on the canal riding bird scooters. And DJ Top Gun just rides it straight into the canal and leaves it there. I mean,
that made me kind of pissed. I felt like they were disrespecting Indy.
Well, for sure they were. They're little douchebags. I would, instead of Lil Xan, it's Lil Douche.
Lil D?
Yeah. I really would like for no one to listen to their music so that they don't become more famous because they suck. Selena Gomez has been in and out of the hospital over the past 2 weeks. A source says that she's dealt with depression for a while and her people have always kept an eye on how she feels, even more so since her kidney transplant. She wasn't feeling well, went to the hospital, which is what she does, I guess, whenever she feels a little off. After further monitoring, it was decided that she's going to go to seek treatment at this mental health facility. And according to TMZ, the 26-year-old singer went to the hospital twice. The first time came when Gomez was at her Studio City, California home, where she was reportedly in low spirits and emotional over a low white blood cell count. She was released a couple days later, but readmitted late last week due to continued health issues stemming from her kidney transplant. The hospitalization drove her to an emotional breakdown where she had a meltdown and freaked out when she wasn't allowed to leave. And right before she left, she said this on Instagram.
Depression was my life for 5 years straight. Depression and anxiety was the forefront of everything that I did in my life. Every single thing. And I would still do it. Like, I would make myself, you know, have the courage to just keep going. And I think that slowly but surely it just sorry.
Lena Dunham was on Watch What Happens Live and named the biggest misogynist in Hollywood.
I'm trying to think honestly of someone who said something hideous about my body so I can just direct it.
Yes, right.
Okay, this isn't a person who has like a ton of power, but the small amount he has, I feel he has used for ill, and that's Daniel Tosh. He said a really unkind thing about my breasts, but he said it in a context in which I felt like he was shutting down a lot of women for having bodies he didn't consider to be normative.
She also revealed her least favorite boyfriend of Taylor Swift.
And I want to do right by her on this question. My least favorite was Calvin Harris, because I felt that he was petty in the public, and who needs to do that?
NBC will have a new show that spotlights songwriters in a new talent contest called Songland. Eurythmics co-founder Dave Stewart and Maroon 5's Adam Levine are among the executive producers. The series will be 11 episodes and will give undiscovered songwriters the chance to create a hit. In each episode, 5 contestants will work with music producers and recording artists to perfect their tunes. One winner per episode will have his or her song released as the artist's next single. A series debut date wasn't announced yet.